once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing. I will sing a lullaby. Once there was a way to get back home. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. I will sing a lullaby. Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep pretty, darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Fantastic to mundane, brilliant to dumb.
91.5 WMFO Bedford.
I gotta go right now. Someone is videotaping me in my spaceship.
You know that I could be in love with almost everyone. I think that people are the greatest fun. And I will be alone, I can't deny my dear. And I will be alone, I can't deny my dear.
WMFO, Medford, beautiful, beautiful track, beautiful cover from Calexico, Alone Again, or originally done by a band called Love, I think. Just before that, another just beautiful cover, absolutely gorgeous, Elbow, Golden Slumbers, Beatles cover, just unbelievable. Request for, I think it was Neil Bowman from the Cast Irons. Yeah, that was him. Wanted to hear Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy from Elton John. The Jam, just before that, So Sad About Us. And started off with New Noise from Bad Marriage. Brand new from them, along with a brand new video. That's a great track from them called Honey Bee. All right, 11:08 in the morning. This is Something About the Women. This is Mike sitting in. And I'm going to start that off with something new from another local band. Called Lily Black. They've got something new coming up, and there's an advanced single here. You try to say it. It's hard to talk. Advanced single called Cover It Up, and it's brand new noise here from Lily Black here at WMFO Medford.
You can try, but you can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try. Can try, but you can't cover it up.
Get enough. La 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 la
WMFO is the song fades out and we come back on and
that was great.
Hey, we're still here. Yeah, what a beautiful cover.
Oh yeah, beautiful voice. Who was that?
Emmylou Harris.
Oh, you can't beat that. No. That voice is like silk.
Covering Simon and Garfunkel and the Boxer. I love covers. Have I ever said that before?
Yeah.
Every single time I say that, I love covers.
Yeah.
Beautiful. The Pretenders, just before that, a great request for Bob, the bass player. Mystery Achievement. Yeah.
Love that song.
Yeah, and you were saying you and Mark Friedman were in a band before and you guys played that?
Oh, many years ago. A long time ago.
I don't suppose you could really talk into the mic maybe so people could hear you?
I had far less gray hair.
Yeah.
And it was... It was much longer and all that fun stuff back then, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, well, at least you and I still have hair, and well, never mind. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great, great track there. Ben Folds 5, I cheated a little bit. It's not a female artist, but song's named Kate from Whatever and Ever Amen. Great song from them. Kim Wilde, Kids in America, from a collection called the Singles Collection, 81 to 93, and started off with a great local band of Mischievous Kids and Lily Black.
Yeah.
Brand new called Cover It Up.
Yes.
And the cover shot of that is actually taken in one of the WMFO bathrooms.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are bringing them to greatness. We're going to take all the credit.
I know. I mean, it's one step to greatness.
It all comes right through Mike Newman.
It's wonderful.
If things go wrong, it all goes through Mike Newman.
Yeah. But honestly, Lily Black, our own little Lily Black, they opened for the B-52s a week ago tonight.
I know.
It was nuts. I didn't go because I never go out because I'm old. But
Mike? Are you like wheelchair accessible?
I did come out to your gig.
You came out to our gig.
The bus dropped him off.
Yeah. But I'm very proud of Lily Black for sure.
Yes, they are definitely coming out. People don't know Lily Black. They were a very young band. They started when they were like 15, 16 years old couple years ago. And they started playing around and trying to get airplay and come to the station. And they'd come by and go, okay, we'll throw you on, interview you, play your records, go, man, there's something happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to see that continue.
Yeah, and Mike Barry is managing them, and he's the drummer's dad, Liam Barry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's all in the family, and congratulations to all of them.
That's great.
It's really good.
Yeah.
All right, this is Something About the Women. I'm Mike. We have Mike Stewart here.
Yeah.
We have Bob, the bass player, and Brian, the guitar player from the Cast Irons.
Hello.
And we're here for another hour and a half to do some Something About the Women stuff. I have it on good authority from Sue Edelman, who sort of...
Yeah.
Is the matriarch of Something About the Women, that I can play songs that don't necessarily have women in them. It could have women's names. But even if I play something, if it's a request or something that has nothing to do with women, that's okay. She won't kill me.
But everybody has a mother. that's how it all ties in.
That's how it works.
That's all it ties in, you know?
Mm, okay. So moving right along, Mike, you're very involved with women artists around
Boston Women Rock.
Yeah. So I asked you what we should play to
well,
do the next set.
Well, before we jump into the local artists,
go ahead.
There's an artist that has been around for a long time. People might not be aware of her name. It's Genya Raven. And she started in the 60s in a band called Ginger and the Goldie and the Gingerbread.
Okay.
And they toured with all the major acts. They toured with the Beatles, the Stones, the Beach Boys, everybody.
No kidding.
All-woman band. Original music. And then after that, she moved on to a solo career. Excuse me. And she did a bunch of stuff. They got rotation on WBCN. She had a couple albums out. Albums like I Mean It and Jerry's Pigeons and a bunch of other stuff was played on rotation WBCN.
And this song that you picked was also on BCN, right?
Yes, it also was.
Yeah.
And she did the music for some of the music. She was on some of the music on the band The Warriors. And she put an album out a couple years ago, kind of, you know, keeping her finger in the cake, as they say. So
nobody says that.
Yeah, well, and the pie, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. American pie, I don't know.
Yeah. On the pulse. I don't know. What do you want to say?
I don't know.
But anyways.
Genya Raven.
Genya Raven. We're going to play one of her songs that was played on BCN.
Yeah.
A kind of a funky tune, a little controversial, and then we'll get into some local stuff.
Yeah, but it's something we've all said at one time or another.
That's right.
Yeah. I won't sleep on the wet spot no more.
We won't.
This is WMFO in Medford.
doesn't faze me, and the paperwork alone. Don't tell Dad I've glimpsed my greatness. It's not where I should be. Strangeness. Wonders where did he go wrong?
cards on the table. Putting my cards on the table. Oh, I'm putting my cards on the table.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Jack and Dewey moved the hill to fetch a pail of whiskey. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and now he doesn't miss me. I get the gist, relax, this affairs. It's a constant rerun. He's looking at me now like he's gonna pull a big gun. He hit me, I took a shot. He kissed me, and I forgot. I kill him every time I tell. Every time I tell. Every time I tell. I want you back. In tongues, oh, here's the holy hyperbole. He says he wants to marry me. I say, where the hell you been? The game of sorry strikes again. He hit me, I took a shot. He kissed me, and I forgot.
WMFO Medford 1150. Some people say 10 of 12. I guess I do because I'm old and we don't do digital.
We look at time differently.
We do.
We live at time differently.
We do. Yeah, all right. I'm Mike. I'm still here. The other Mike Stewart is still here. He's still here.
Yep.
Bob French from
yes,
the Cast Irons is still here.
Yes.
Yep. And you, Brian Fernald.
Yes. I'm still here.
He's from the Cast Irons. Thanks for hanging around.
Absolutely.
As we do something
Thank
about
you.
The women here. Let's talk about what we did. We'll start with the last one. That was the fifth song of the set. Ruby Rose Fox from... I think the latest
domestic.
Record, right? The latest one before this one.
Yeah, the new one is called Salt. It beats out this month.
Every Time I Tell was that one.
Yes. It's about domestic violence.
Yep.
And I want to thank you for doing a Boston Women Rock Block, and we're dedicating it to the Me Too movement.
Well, you know, that sweet, crisp 20 is going to get you a lot.
That's right. It goes far.
Yep. Before that, My Last Gamble by Flight of Fire, another local band.
If people don't know, Ruby Rose Fox, she won some Boston Music Awards. Flight of Fire is an all-woman band. They've won some other awards. They were in the contention of the Rumble last year, which was won by Carissa Johnson, who we have coming up later. And they've won a bunch of other Limelight and other music awards. They're great gals, got great videos out. They have the two twins in there. They're great people. I love them. They have great music, powerful. They rock hard.
Yep. And speaking of rocking hard and great, Abby Barrett, what can you say from 2016's record, That Shame, That Was Falling? What a great track. I love playing that.
Yeah, she's got some new stuff coming out. She just emailed us, and we're reviewing that now, but we'll be playing it soon. But Abby Barrett, that's from her third solo CD, and she's a force. And you can go say hi to her. I believe she's bartends at Toad. But she's great vocalist, very powerful, plays Atwoods a lot, and got a great band behind her.
If you go to the Toad, you have to walk like a crab sideways because it's so crowded in there.
Oh, no.
Okay. Yeah, and just before that, we'll be here next week is Analog Heart, Liz Bill's Analog Heart. From 2016, Sun, Here I Come, that was Whoa.
Great song, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to meeting them coming in here next week.
Yes.
That'll be nice.
We played Andrea Gillis earlier, which we would have played in this rock block. Great. We have some great, great talent in this town. Great women talent. I can't say it enough. Go out and see these people perform. You will not be disappointed. They are just as pro. Don't wait for it to be on international radio. You have it right here, right now.
Right in Boston.
Yes.
And I started with Genya Raven, a Mike Stewart request from her And I Mean It CD.
And you know, another thing I forgot to point out, she's betrayed in the CBGB's movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right. And that was her fairy tale-ish type of track called I Won't Sleep on the Wet Spot.
Which
no
was
more.
Played on BCN back day during drive time.
Of course it was.
Mark Parento's show.
Mark Arento would do that.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to start off the next set with a request from Bob from the Cast Irons. So you wanted to hear a little bit of Susie and the Banshees.
Actually, Brian suggested Susie and I.
All right. I was just testing you. Fine. Yeah. Brian did. All right,
Who?
Brian. So
Who's
you,
that guy?
So you wanted to hear Susie and Dear
Susie
Prudence.
Sue, yes.
Yep. And what's the story behind Dear Prudence? It's a Beatles cover, of course, but
I think Lennon wrote it for Prudence Farrow because she wouldn't come out of her room in some sort of retreat that they were all on together.
And won't you come out to play?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Starting the next set here on Something About the Women. This is WMFO, Medford.